up at 6:30 in the morning. 6:30, that's way too early, but you can't argue with school buses. Then at 7:30, the family have left and the house is abruptly empty. So I'll be sitting at my desk around 8:30 and working on something. Currently, I might be editing my new novel, having had some notes from my agent, or I could be working on the even newer novel that I've started thinking about. I might be writing another new outline of the original TV idea that I've been developing for the last couple of years. I could be reading over a short story before sending it off to a competition. Or I might be preparing workshops or talks for visits to schools or elsewhere. Those are the different things I'm working on at the moment, and it's a pretty good illustration of my writing life. There is no typical day. It's various. It changes and evolves and is likely to keep doing so. This is what I love about writing, the variety, the unpredictability. It's also, of course, sometimes what I hate, because another word for unpredictable might be unreliable. The morning writing pauses at about 10 when I need a cup of tea, then sometime between 11 and 12 I'll probably go out, partly because there's usually some light food shopping that needs doing, partly for my physical and mental well-being. I feel a need to be away from my screen, out in the open air, getting some exercise with the day swirling around me. I'll walk into town feeling satisfied or frustrated with my morning's work, and I'll buy some milk or something and then walk back. It's usually only about half an hour outdoors, but it's good to get some fresh air. And that's probably the most productive part of the day over. I tend to work best in the mornings. Lunch is a highlight, and I usually know what it's going to be. I like a bit of routine, a bit of shape in days that might otherwise feel shapeless. Some reading and resting after lunch, and then back to work around 1:30. The idea is to keep going at that point till about 4 when my son gets home from school. If by that time I've done a chunky 2 or 3 hours in the morning and something similar in the afternoon, then I'll feel fairly satisfied. If I haven't actually written much in that time, at least I've done the mental work that should get me closer to productivity tomorrow. It's not exactly glamorous, but I feel lucky. I don't commute. I don't do any heavy physical work. It's rarely boring. Frustrating, yes. Disappointing, tantalising, likely to induce bitterness, but not boring. In an interview, Jeff Goldblum said, "What sort of peevish nincompoop would I be if I wasn't satisfied?" I have that stuck on the wall above my desk.